Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested for aggravated assault after threatening ex-girlfriend with a gun. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette Police Department responded to a report from an 18-year-old woman that her ex-boyfriend had threatened people with a gun during a domestic incident on Saturday morning at around 1:40 a.m. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, the two were engaged in a heated argument in a bedroom of a residence on Buckskin Drive when a 16-year-old female who was also in the home went into the room to ask the 17-year-old to leave. The male then pointed a .40 caliber handgun at her and told her to get out. Another member of the house, an 18-year-old woman, confronted the male when he shoved her with the gun in his hand. She responded by hitting the male in the face, and he proceeded to point the gun at her. Wasson said when police contacted the male, he told them that he went to his ex-girlfriend's house because, quote, nobody there liked him. The 17-year-old was arrested for aggravated assault and battery and transported to the Campbell County Detention Center. Officers also collected the .40 caliber handgun that was in the male's possession. DEQ to celebrate Solid Waste and Recycling Workers Week. The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality will be celebrating Solid Waste and Recycling Workers Week June 17th through the 23rd. The DEQ will spend the week featuring the critical work of those in the solid waste industry. Quote, Wyoming has over 200 solid waste facilities across the state. According to Jody Weichert, Solid Waste Permitting and Corrective Action Program Manager, the solid waste industry does a great job managing more than 600,000 tons of municipal solid waste produced annually in Wyoming. It's important that their hard work is recognized. The DEQ invites Wyoming citizens to thank the often overlooked solid waste and recycling workers in our Wyoming communities. Their work is essential to safeguarding Wyoming's groundwater and resources for future generations. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.